Hello, women of power and spirit. I'm excited today to share with you a concept in holding that might be a little bit new to you, and it's a powerful way in which to use the holding meditation to help you in times of conflict or just disagreement and misunderstanding. We will use a prescription from January 9th, 2018 to help us in our exploration. And the prescription goes like this. When a river of views separates you from people you love, bless the river between you. The concept here is quite simple. Sometimes you're in so much disagreement with someone else that you have a difficult time holding them. And when that happens, you may find that it's actually easier to hold the disagreement itself, to bring love to the difference of opinion, difference of views. In other words, to hold that there is discrepancy without needing to affix blame. To hold the reality that there is friction, or what the grandmothers might say would be hold the friction itself. When you feel as though someone you love is hurting you intentionally, you might actually find it easier to hold the point of contention, the friction, than it is to hold that individual with their judgments. I'm hoping this is making sense. It's a subtlety, really, to hold the fact that there is friction, to hold that there is a difference of beliefs and two different points of view about the behavior that should be engaging in this moment. In other words, holding how you want them to treat you and holding how they actually are treating you can allow that to soften so that you can eventually feel love for them. Holding the disagreement itself can give you some time and some space, and it brings love into the situation to help diffuse it. If an individual is not intentionally hurting you, but you just have such very different points of view, say politically, you're just on very different sides of the fence, you see things quite differently, holding the differences that you have can also reduce the charge of any energy going on between the two of you. And it can actually help you get to a softer place where you're better able to receive their point of view while also holding your own, not needing to surrender a point of view in order to listen to their point of view, but rather be present to them in what's going on for them. And this is the concept of holding the river. It's the space between you. It is what is running between you. I saw this in Charlottesville when the alt-right came into town and there were thousands of people from Charlottesville and the surrounding area there to meet them as they were going to a park to have a rally at a statue of General Lee. As you can imagine, the tensions were incredibly high. Charlottesville citizens often pride themselves in their acceptance of their differences and acceptance of one another. And the individuals from around the country who believed in various alt-right concepts and ideas, coming together into their town to tell them how they should do things was unimaginable. To explain the event simply, a group of individuals who had varying degrees of alt-right beliefs gathered together for a rally at the statue of General Lee to protest the city's discussions about removing that statue, because General Lee, being the Confederate general, right, during the Civil War, represented the oppression of the African American citizen to many of the individuals living in Charlottesville. So the city was having a discussion about what to do with these statues that really were left over from just shortly after the Civil War, had remained there since the Civil War. So the tensions were incredibly high, and you might recall from the news, there was a young man who had come there with the alt-right protesters, and he was very frustrated, very angry with how difficult it was to get to the park where the statue was, to move about at all. There were so many thousands of people from the city there, that he at some point got into his vehicle and drove it at a high speed into townspeople who were standing on the street and sidewalk there. And Heather Heyer lost her life in that accident, and a number of people were in the hospital in critical care as a result of his actions. So shortly after that, the entire thing was dismantled. I mean, finally, the police stepped in and broke up the crowds and sent everyone home. Now, as you can imagine, the town and those of us living in the surrounding areas, the people of the town and surrounding areas, were in a state of shock. And it was just very, very difficult to process that kind of what we would call prejudice and lack of regard for some of our citizens, and the death and the physical brutality to individuals who were there to counter protest, basically. So I talked with my friend Maggie, and we put together a healing circle for some of our conscious spiritual practitioners in the area, knowing that they might want to get together and process this. So we gathered at Maggie's home. She has a beautiful, large meeting room there on her property, and I led us in a holding meditation. Now, I was inviting us to move from holding ourselves and our feelings to moving toward holding those individuals with alt-right beliefs who had come to that rally, and to even hold the young man who had rammed his car into our citizens. And many of them spoke later about how difficult it was, even though they consider themselves to be very compassionate, loving people with higher perspectives about life. It was very difficult to hold these individuals that had come to our town, our city, our homes. Basically, Charlottesville was our home. To impose their views on us and to cause bodily harm and even death. Very, very difficult to hold them in compassion. However, they were able to hold the concept of the woundedness and the pain that it would take for someone to come into Charlottesville and rally together in a what we would consider to be a discriminatory act. that there must have been some pain behind that. And they could get to the pain. They could get to the concept that something disturbing was going on inside of them, and they could hold that pain. And that pain was the river. The river between the people of Charlottesville and the alt-right members that came to town. So here's the beauty of this. Holding that pain that, in this case, represented the river between two different groups of people, allowed love to be present, not only for the grief and the anger that those of us in this circle from Charlottesville were feeling, but it allowed us to begin to build a bridge to an awareness that it takes a certain kind of experience of one's own feelings of discrimination, of not being heard, of not being seen, of not being understood, to take that kind of action. And that pain in that river was something we could all identify with. We've all had that experience. And what I know to be true is that if you can get to that place, the river that is common between you, then the next step is to love that which is inside that individual you disagree with. You can go deeper into holding them when you are ready to do so, and when and if their spirit allows. Another way to think of this is holding the cord between two people. Now, I know many of you may have been taught the practice of cutting cords, and there are times when that might be appropriate. In my own practice, my personal preference is to love the cord itself, to love the ties that have bound us in time and space, because ultimately we are all one. And not to play more deeply into the cords of separation, but to be more present to the love that allows us to remember that we are ultimately love. The love that allows us to remember we are divine and that we are one. So I invite you today to think about someone in your life that perhaps you're having difficulty with, whether they're intentionally doing things to hurt you or they are unintentionally having their beliefs and being different from you, and that difference is causing some degree of discomfort or distress. Either way, there is a river that is running between you. And that river is a river you both share. One of you is on one side of the river, one of you is on the other. But that waterway, that pathway, is something you are both sharing. And to invite yourself to see if you can identify, feel into the river, and hold the river itself in our holding meditation. You don't have to know its name. You don't have to know exactly what the river is, but you know what the feeling is. This quality of discomfort, of uneasiness, of friction, of pain, whatever name you want to give it, it has a quality. And I invite you to allow yourself to sense that. And then let's take the sense of that river, that representation of the separation, into your holding meditation, and I'll see you there.